Why this lesson? After lessons 4, 5, and 6, your tool inventory has 3 layers: Custom Client, Anthropic Provided, MCP. After a few turns of a real conversation, your context has a system prompt, tool definitions across those 3 layers: prior user messages, prior assistant turns, prior tool use and tool result blocks, and possibly server tool use and MCP tool use round trips that produced result blocks in line. All of it counts as input tokens on every subsequent turn. 2 problems compound from there. The first is cost. A 50,000 token system prompt with tools sent on turn 1 costs the standard input token price for that turn. Sent again on turn 2, unchanged, it costs the same again, and so on for every turn. A long session pays for the stable prefix once per turn rather than once. Prompt caching is the Anthropic-provided mechanism that turns repeated reads of a stable prefix into a sharp discount, around 90% of the input token price for hits, per the published multipliers. The second is staleness. The context window is finite. 1 M tokens on current Opus and Sonnet 4.x, 200K on older models, and the Anthropic docs are direct about what happens before you hit the ceiling. As token count grows, accuracy and recall degrade, a phenomenon known as context rot. This makes curating what's in context just as important as how much space is available. Compaction and context editing are the 2 Anthropic-provided mechanisms for curating server-side, what reaches the model. This lesson covers all 4 pieces: prompt caching, the context window picture, compaction, context editing, under 1 frame. Cache, the stable parts. Compact or clear, the long parts. And pick the lever that matches your session's shape. The capability the lesson builds maps directly onto that. Cache long system prompts and stable context blocks. Reason about what compaction and context editing do to a long-running session. Trade cost against staleness deliberately rather than discovering both bills at month end. Prompt caching, the cost lever. The Anthropic docs frame caching this way, verbatim. Prompt caching optimizes your API usage by allowing resuming from specific prefixes in your prompts. This significantly reduces processing time and costs for repetitive tasks or prompts with consistent elements. The mechanism is a single field, cache/control, attached to any block you want included in a cached prefix. The shape? There are 3 placement layers, and they are honored in the order they appear inside a request. The placement order for cache prefix construction is tools, system, messages. The system checks at most 20 blocks back from each explicit breakpoint when looking for prior cache writes. Up to 4 explicit cache breakpoints are allowed per request. A 5th marker returns a 400 error. Pricing math worth memorizing. The docs publish 3 multipliers. Off the model's base input token price. On a model like Opus 4.7 at $5 per million input tokens, these come out to the shape of the trade-off. Writing a cache costs 25% or 100% more than the standard input price, depending on TTL. Reading a cache costs 90% less. The break-even for a 5-minute write happens after 1 hit within the TTL. Everything after that is profit. For a 1-hour write, the break-even is closer to 4 hits, which suits long-running sessions and heavily reused system prompts. Cache refreshes, rereads within the TTL, cost the same 0.1x discounted price, not a new write cost. 2 floor rules worth knowing. There is a minimum cacheable size per model, currently 4,096 tokens for Opus 4.7, 4.6, 4.5 and Haiku 4.5 1024 tokens for Opus. A. Sonnet 4.6, Sonnet 4.5. Shorter prompts marked with cache control are processed without caching, no error is returned, and caching is exact match, A single character change anywhere in the cached span invalidates the prefix, reading whether your prefix is actually hitting. The usage object on every response tells you what happened. The docs publish the identity. Total input tokens equals cache read input tokens plus cache creation input tokens plus input tokens. Input tokens in this object means tokens after the last cache breakpoint, the part of the prefix that did not hit. When you log production traffic, watch the ratio of cache read input tokens to the total. A healthy production stack with stable prompts often sees that ratio well over 90%, which is precisely the spend reduction the multipliers buy. Cache storage is isolated per workspace on the Claude API and on Claude Platform on AWS and Microsoft Foundry Beta, organization level on Bedrock and Vertex AI. If you split production and dev into separate workspaces, their caches do not see each other. Context windows, the staleness ceiling. Two facts about context windows are load-bearing for this lesson. First, the actual size depends on the model. Opus 4.8, Mythos Preview, Opus 4.7, Opus 4.26, and Sonnet for Swamp Sun have a 1M token window on the Claude API and on Bedrock and Vertex AE. Sonnet 4.5 and older deprecated models sit at 200K. A single request can include up to 600 images or PDF pages on a 1M context model, 100 on a 200K model. Second, the published guidance is explicit that fits in the window is not the same as works well in the window. The docs use the term context rot for the accuracy and recall degradation that grows with length. The line worth quoting: as token count grows, accuracy and recall degrade, a phenomenon known as context rot. This makes curating what's in context just as important as how much space is available. Curation is what the next two sections operationalize. Two helpful properties on current Claude 4.x models: context awareness on Sonnet 4.6, Sonnet 4.5, Haiku 4.5, gives the model an explicit token budget at session start, a budget tag with token budget set to 1 million, literal below, and an updated remaining tokens warning after each tool call, so the model can pace itself rather than guess at remaining capacity. Overflow handling on Claude 4.5 and newer: if input plus max tokens exceeds the window, the API accepts the request and stops with stop reason. Model context window exceeded. On earlier models, you opt into that behavior with the model context window exceeded, 2025-08-26 beta header, rather than getting a validation error up front. The token counting API is available for pre-flight estimation. Compaction, the long session lever. The docs name compaction's job in one sentence: server-side context compaction for managing long conversations that approach context window limits. The why, with the staleness frame from the previous section. As conversations get longer, models struggle to maintain focus across the full history. Compaction keeps the active context focused and performant by replacing stale content with concise summaries. Mechanically, you opt in with a beta header, compact 2026-01-12, and a context flash management entry on the request. The default trigger threshold is 150,000 input tokens, minimum 50,000. When the threshold is crossed, the API generates a summary and emits a compaction block in the response that stands in for the older conversation. On subsequent requests, the API drops all message blocks prior to that compaction block, so you continue from a shorter history. If you set pause after compaction to true, the response stops with stop reason, compaction, after writing the summary, which lets you manually preserve recent turns verbatim. A common pattern is the compaction block followed by the last three messages, literal below. Then you continue. Supported on Opus 4.8, Mythos Preview, Opus 4.7, Opus 4.6, and Sonnet 4.6 today, in beta. Eligible for zero data retention. two compaction-specific costs that change how you reason about a long session. Compaction itself runs as an extra sampling step, billed separately. The response is usage. Iterations surfaces the breakdown, a compaction entry with its input and output tokens, and a message entry for the regular turn. The top-level input tokens and output tokens do not include the compaction cost, so production monitoring needs to sum across iterations. And the same model is used to write the summary. There is no option to delegate summarization to a cheaper model. Compaction interacts cleanly with prompt caching if you put a cache breakpoint at the end of your system prompt. The recommended pattern, per the docs, cache the system prompt separately, so the post-compaction request can read the system from cache and only write the much shorter summary fresh. Without that breakpoint, compaction can invalidate a previously cached system prefix. One pitfall to plan for. When tools are defined, the model occasionally calls a tool during the summarization step instead of writing the summary, producing a compaction block with content, null. The published workaround is to set custom instructions on the compaction edit explicitly forbidding tool calls inside the summary. Context editing, the surgical lever. The docs frame context editing as the finer-grained alternative. Context editing allows you to selectively clear specific content from conversation history as it grows. Beyond optimizing costs and staying within limits, this is about actively curating what Claude sees. Where compaction summarizes the older half of the conversation wholesale, context editing clears specific block types, server-side, before the prompt reaches the model, and replaces them with placeholder text. Two server-side strategies today, both gated by the Context Management 2025-06-27 beta header. Tool result clearing. Clear Toolaces clears the oldest tool result blocks in chronological order when the conversation exceeds a configurable threshold. Best for agentic workflows where old tool results, file contents, search dumps, MCP tool result blocks, are no longer needed once Claude has acted on them. The optional Clear Tool Inputs flag also clears the corresponding tool use parameters. Clear at least sets a minimum tokens cleared per edit floor. Thinking block clearing, clear saw thinking, clears thinking blocks from extended thinking sessions. The keep parameter controls how many recent thinking blocks survive. The default varies by model class, current Opus 4 and 5 and later, and Sonnet 4.6 and later default to keeping all prior thinking. Older Opus gouache, older Sonnet, all haiku default to keeping only the last turn's thinking. Two facts about context editing that matter for production. First, it is server-side. Your client keeps the full unmodified history, and the API applies the edits before the prompt reaches the model. You do not have to sync client state to the edited version. Second, the interaction with caching is asymmetric. Tool result clearing invalidates cached prefixes at the clear point. Use clear at least to make the invalidation worth the write cost. Thinking block clearing only invalidates the cache where blocks are actually cleared, so leaving thinking blocks in place preserves cachey hits. The docs are explicit that compaction is the default and context editing is the specialist. For most use cases, server-side compaction is the primary strategy for managing context in long-running conversations. The strategies on this page are useful for specific scenarios where you need more fine-grained control over what content is cleared. Reach for editing when you have a specific block class to clear, mostly tool results in agentic workflows, and want to preserve the rest verbatim. Trading cost against staleness. The three levers, summarized as a single decision per session, cache the stable parts. Anything whose text does not change for the run of the session. The system prompt, tool definitions across the L4, odd L5, Swaz L6 layers, MCP toolset entries via their cache control, any large stable reference passage in the first message, is a cache flush control candidate. The break-even is one or two hits depending on TTL. A session that turns more than 3 or 4 times will almost always pay back a well-placed cash. Compact the long parts. If your session is going to run past 100K input tokens, opt into compaction with a trigger near 150K and put a cash breakpoint at the end of your system prompt. You get a focused active context, a cached system that survives compaction, and a small compaction iteration cost per crossing. Clear the heavy parts. If your session is agentic with many tool calls, web searches that pull pages, file reads, MCP tool results that get large, tool result clearing surgically pulls the old result content out of the context window without touching anything else. Combine with caching by using clear at least, so the inevitable cache write pays back. The trade is not free in either direction. Caching saves money on hits, but costs 25 to 100% more on the write turn. If a prefix never actually repeats, caching it wastes money. Compaction reduces token budget pressure, but spends a model sampling step on the summary. If a session stays well under the 1M window, you are buying focus you do not need. Context editing keeps the cache mostly intact, especially with thinking block clearing, where the default is keep. But for tool result clearing, you pay for cache invalidation at every clear. The lesson's call to action is to reach for each lever deliberately, rather than turn them all on by default. Why this matters when you use Claude. The cost profile of a tool-heavy Claude application over a long conversation is dominated by repeated reads of a stable prefix and, eventually, by the context window filling up. The four mechanisms in this lesson are the production-grade levers for both. With a cached system prompt and tool stack, your input token bill drops by close to 90% on repeat turns. With compaction enabled on long sessions, you push the context rot ceiling back and keep the model focused. With tool result clearing in an agent loop, you stop carrying old retrieval payloads forever. Phase 2 closes here. Lesson 8 opens phase 3 by turning the per-step capability set you have now, custom client tools, Anthropic-provided tools, MCP tools, all sitting on a cached and curated prefix, into a multi-turn agent loop. Everything you cached and pruned in this lesson is what keeps that loop affordable and focused over many iterations. What you should remember, prompt caching is the cost lever. Attach cache control, type ephemeral, optional TT, 1H, to the system prompt, tool definitions, custom, server, Anthropic schema, MCP toolset, and stable message content. Up to 4 explicit breakpoints per request. Placement order tools, system, messages. Pricing multipliers, 1.25x for 5-minute write, 2.0x for 1-hour write, 4.1x for cache hits and refreshes, about a 90% discount on reads. Break-even is 1 hit at 5 minutes, roughly 4 hits at 1 hour. Minimum cacheable size and exact matching. 4096 tokens for Opus 4.7, 4.6, 4.5 and Haiku, 4.5, 1024 for Opus 4.8, Sonnet 4.6, Sonnet 4.5. Caching is exact match. One character change invalidates the prefix. Read the cache in usage. Cache creation input tokens, written this turn. Cachey read input tokens, hit this turn. Input saw tokens, uncached after the last breakpoint. Total input equals sum of the three. In production, watch the read to total ratio. Context window picture. 1M tokens on current Opus and Sonnet 4.5 to 100K on Sonnet 4.5 and older. Context rot makes curation matter as much as raw size. Overflow on 4.5 plus models stops cleanly with stop reason. Model context window exceeded. Compaction is the default long session lever. Beta header, compact, 2026-01-12, edit compact, default trigger, 50K input tokens. Replaces older history with a summary block. Same model is used for summarization. Extra sampling step, build in usage.iterations. cache the system prompt separately so it survives. Context editing is the surgical lever. Beta header context management 2025-06-27. Two strategies. Clear toolises, use clear at least to make cache invalidation pay back, and clear thinking, the keep parameter. Thinking block clearing preserves more cache than tool result clearing. The unifying frame, cache, the stable parts, cost. Compact, the long parts, staleness. Clear the heavy parts, surgical. Reach for each deliberately. Do not turn them all on by default. A tool-heavy Claude application's costs and its focus both compound over a long conversation. Caching takes the cost down. Compaction and context editing take the staleness down. The next lesson turns the result into an agent loop.